Hi, lover. Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple things before the episode started. And I'm going to use my regular big girl voice and not really my soft tone because I know you guys hear me every week, but I don't think you really hear me. Okay? So, one thing you're probably thinking, girl, why are you talking to me on a Tuesday? It's a freaking Tuesday. I've been wanting to change the day I released the podcast for a while. Did I remember that when season 3 started? No, but it's something that was in the back of my mind. So yeah, there you have it. We're posting on Tuesdays now, just because your feed is probably so flooded by new episodes every Friday. You need to see me. I see you, but do you see me? Okay, and more importantly, do you hear me? Which brings me back to my original point. Can you please leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcast? Even if you left one before. I see the numbers. I see you guys tuning in and listening every week. Can you please, I'm begging you, I'm on my knees. Can you please leave a rating and review for me, your girl, on Apple Podcasts? I would really love you down. I would love you down. And even more, if you have time today, go look at the merch. POV.plus, okay? POV.plus, go look at the merch. Go look at it. I swear to God, you're gonna love it, okay? If you don't leave the site with something in your cart, I owe you money, okay? But can you at least go look at it? Okay. I just wanted to make sure, like, you heard me. Because, like, you know, I went the production route. I made, like, a cute little commercial. I put cute music behind that. But, like, you bitches is really treating it like it's a theme song. You is not hearing me. Y'all is not hearing me. So I had to break out the accents. I had to break out the big girl tone. Go look at the merch. Leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you. And share it with your friends and your family. Was there something that you resonated with? Share it. Okay? It's like, I love production. I love making things look all cutesy. But like, I get it also because like, when I listen back to it, do I hear a single word I'm saying? No, but I'm like, doodle, doodle, do. Doodle, doodle, do. Divine, sexy. It's giving, blah, 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 blah. First name, last name. Papa, okay, all right. So I had to pop in and be a little not demure, a little not cutesy for a minute, okay? Because I needed to get the point across, all right? All right. Thank you. Love you down. Bye.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hi, welcome to POV, You're My Therapist, the podcast where I vent, you listen, and you do not get paid. So today we're doing a little check-in. We're doing a little mental health check-in. You can go ahead and follow these questions that I'm about to ask myself. I'll have them ready for you online. You can go and take the quiz yourself. And this is just a little check-in that I made up. I took some questions from a couple different places. I took some from the Chester County Hospital because, you know, I was thinking about how every time I go to the doctor, they have like a quiz for me to do that's really is like a mental health check-in. It doesn't go into detail. They just have me list off how I'm feeling 1 to 10. So I thought, you know, it would be good to probably do this every couple of weeks just to see where I am. We're at the top of the season. So I felt like, you know, what other perfect time is there to do this? But now, I hope that sentence made sense. I don't think it did. But go ahead and answer these things for yourself too. I'm just going to answer them. And the goal is to answer them as honestly as we can so we can really kind of gauge where we are right now. This is kind of like a grounding exercise, you know, because we all need to ground ourselves every once in a while. So it's 10 questions, all right? And question number one is, how am I feeling today? How am I feeling today? I feel pretty good. I think I'm excited for the journey that's to come. Today, I did batch recording of the podcast. This is the first time that I'm shooting in months. It's scary, as you know. I haven't shot in months because I was burnt out. I wasn't in the right place. I didn't feel comfortable in my house to record it. You know, I I just, you know, I have a lot of issues. Like, I have a lot of family issues that just being in the house doesn't allow me the kind of freedom that I want. And it's nobody's fault. It's just stuff I'm trying to let go of. So I have a lot of things that I still need to let go of until I feel completely at ease in my mom's house. But I was really lucky in the fact that I was temping at this place and I made a really good connection with the people. I really like these people. And they have this beautiful room in the back and they told me that I could film there. So I feel extremely grateful. I feel extremely thankful. So having the freedom and the liberty to do that, to have this place that, come on, guys, it's gorgeous. You can't see it, but there's a koi pond back there. Can you see that? There's a koi pond back there. There's like a couple koi fish. I'm going to give them a little food before I head out. So having that opportunity and having that ability, I feel very lucky. I'm not anxious, but I'm excited to see what this footage looks like. I can't wait to go home and look at it. That's how I feel right now. That's how I feel today. What does my body need at this moment? At this moment, my body needs an x-ray. I'm not kidding. That's not a joke. I have a very painful foot. I injured myself in early March. I gave myself a gnarly case of turf toe. I think I completely cut the ligament or whatever muscle that's there because it has been hurting for a long time. My toe is practically numb. But because I'm trying not to put pressure on that toe, I'm putting a lot of pressure on the other side of my foot. And now all of my little foot bones that I knew the name of an hour ago, all of those little foot bones, like they're hurting. They're hurting very bad. So my foot hurts. I need an x-ray. And I really need it because I can walk, but not for long or else I'm in a lot of pain. And it's like, I am gaining weight. I care that I'm gaining weight, but it's like, I need to release these endorphins. I want to go on walks. I want to go on hikes. I want to do these things. But to do that, I need to heal this foot. And to heal this foot, I need my insurance to kick in this weekend, it's kicking in this weekend. So I can go to the doctor so they can take this fucking x-ray of my foot. So yeah, that's where we're at right now. That's what my body needs at this moment. Am I giving my body its basic needs? Yes, actually. Well, yes and no. I'm not exercising as much as I would like to be, but I can't exercise as much as I would like to be because my foot pain, and it actually causes me pain on a daily basis. It's like, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, my pain is probably at a 6. Most days with this fucking foot. So, but in other terms, am I giving my body what it needs? Yeah, I've actually been eating pretty healthy. Uber Eats gave me a 50% off discount. 50. They gave me 3 of them and they've been giving them to me like every week. So I'm like, thank you. So I've been ordering my lunch, instead of going to like Chick-fil-A or like McDonald's or whatever, I've been getting my lunch from like Sweetgreen, from, you know, these like Greek places, like very earthy, yummy, natural foods that my body is super happy with. I've been loving me a smoothie down. I've been smoothieing down. So, you know, I've been eating healthy. I've been eating well. I've been getting enough sleep. I go to sleep now at 9 o'clock like an old woman. And then I wake up at 5 o'clock. Even on the weekends, I wake up around 6. Just because, you know, my body's peppy. She's happy. She's ready to go. She's up and at 'em. She's up and at 'em. So I'm like, I am giving my body its basic needs, I think. What am I grateful for today? I mean, I touched on this earlier. What am I grateful for today? This space, this opportunity to record here, to sit here and, you know, to have this conversation with you here in this place that is so gorgeous that literally the moment I started coming here, I was like, this place would be perfect for my podcast. This place would be stunning, stunning for my podcast. I need it. Like, if I was a rich woman, this is what my home would look like, right? So the minute that was happening, I was like, I love it here. I never want to leave. So I just feel grateful to be here. And, you know, the next question that comes quickly after this one is, what's worrying you? What's worrying me is that I'm not going to put this place like I found it. That's what I'm really scared of. Like, I need to clean up when I'm done, like pack up all my stuff, put everything away. And that's all fine and dandy. But I need to make sure that I do a really good job cleaning this place up so they let me do this again so they don't kick me out the building, okay? So that's worrying me. The other thing that's worrying me and has been worrying me like all freaking week is the fact that I am just fucking unemployed forever. It is so ridiculous. Like, not jinxing myself or whatever, this is a temp job. All of my jobs recently have been temp jobs. And it's like, damn, can a girl get a full-time position? Can she get a full-time job? Can she get some like reliable income, please? Okay. Y'all, it is so bad. I've started looking up how to sell feet pics. I'm dead serious. Cause I was like, you know what? Do a little manicure, a little $60 every 2 weeks. I got some content for that ass. But then I started really looking into it. And I mean, really looking into it, like looking up the top feet creators, looking up the top feet creators, and girl, they was not just showing feet in white supremacist chat rooms. They was not just showing feet in chat rooms. They're showing a lot more, and they be putting their face in it. And I ended up on a feet Reddit. I'm telling you, well, dark times, buddy. I ended up on a feet Reddit. And one of the things that is apparently really important to these guys is that the girl has a cute face. And I'm like, I got a cute face, but I don't want you to see it. And they're like, yeah, her having a cute face is really important to me. Like, I love when the girl has such a cute face. And I'm like, I don't want you to see my face. That's the point of selling feet pics. So my face isn't in it. But they're like, yeah, we want to see feet pics. We want to see a lot. They want to see a lot. And there's like one girl, she doesn't, like, she's not naked at all. Actually, she's covered a lot. She'll wear like a leotard, like leggings and a sports bra, whatever. But first of all, the leggings and the sports bra are so tight, girl. Nothing to the imagination. But, you know, that's fine. Whatever. But she's a dancer, so she be moving her feet in all weird ways. Like, she does like ballet stands, like all kinds of stuff. She just does all kinds of stuff with her feet. And so they really love her because they give her, this is the word they use. They said she was she showed a diverse range of content and a lot of poses that, you know, are not the norm. And I was like, girl, I'm not competing with a bitch from Juilliard. What? I'm like, is you gonna take these toes or what? Pay me $50. You saw my toes, pay me $50. So I spent a weekend looking into that. Decided no, you know, because I'm like, that's a slippery slope. Next thing, first it's feet pics, and the next thing you know, it's everything else. Cause you know, they want more and I'll give you more. It's Britney, bitch. So, you know, that's what's worrying me right now. That's my finances. My finances are worrying me right now. I started taking Hormone Harmony because the minute I turned 27, those easy breezy periods were a thing of the past. Suddenly, I was feeling down, I was struggling to feel comfortable in my body, and my sleep quality had even taken a hit. Now that I've been on Hormone Harmony for a minute, I can tell you that my sleep has gotten better, it's regulating my gassing and bloating, definitely reduced it, and it's helping to support my hormonal balance and regulation, which I'm telling you, as you get older, is so, so important. I and millions of other women can say that we are starting to feel like ourselves again. That is the biggest benefit of all of this. Happy Mammoth, the company that makes Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's life easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO and third-party tested. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com just by using the code POV at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code POV at checkout for 15% off today. What accomplishments can I celebrate today? I think one thing I'm really celebrating today is just being ready to start the podcast again. Is hopefully setting myself up for success in the way that I do the podcast this time around. I thought about this long and hard because for a minute I didn't know when this was coming back, girl. I didn't know when it was coming back. Okay. Matter of fact, I thought she was never coming back because I couldn't even get myself to film an update episode just to tell y'all that I was taking a break. I couldn't get myself there. Like, I was not able to make myself get behind the camera, turn on the mic, and start talking. Like, it was, you know, it just really was not a cute time for me. Okay. What am I doing to bring myself joy? That is a very good question. Because lately, I found that I don't have any hobbies. I don't have any hobbies. I don't have anything that I do that can really ground me and center me. I realized the other day, well, not realized, but I like drawing. I like drawing on my iPad. I've been working on some new artwork for the podcast. So I've really been enjoying doing that. And a big part of me is like, you know, I should really get back into painting. I used to paint all the time when I was younger. And I used to draw all the time, and I used to just be very creative and expressive with, you know, physical mediums. But I haven't done that in a while. And that's something I really, really need to get back into because I feel like it gives me a sense of purpose. Doing something to completion, like no matter how big or small it is, it has always given me a sense of purpose. And I think like that's something that I really want to explore again. I think that's going to bring me joy. I think the other thing that's kind of brought me joy is just kind of expressing myself in new ways. I've been having a lot of unashamed, unabashedly exciting and fun moments. Is there anything that I'm currently not doing that would fix all of my problems? Well, okay, that's the thing. That's an oversimplification. Because if there was one thing I could do that would fix my problems, all of my problems, I would have already done it, you know? The one thing that comes to mind is I spend a lot of money needlessly. I don't need to. And I really could be using that money to pay my credit card debt down. But I haven't. Just because I'm like, it's not like I'm spending money on, I know I said needlessly earlier, but it's actually not needless. It's literally the bare minimum. It's not like I'm buying shoes. I'm buying all that stuff. Like this week, I bought a lot of new equipment. Like I bought a new monitor. I had to buy some new cords. I bought a stand. I bought a new light. Like I bought things I needed because I know in the long run, I'm going to make that money back. But I don't know. I don't really make enough to feel like I'm wasting so much money. And if I manage my finances correctly, I could finally pay down my credit card debt. And it's like, girl, I'm right at the poverty line. Enough. There is no amount of budgeting, no amount of penny pinching, no amount of not eating out is gonna make me like have a fucking 800 credit score. Like that, like my girl, it's not to say like my problems don't have an end to them, but it's like, let's be real. Avocado toast is not gonna be enough to make you buy a house. Like, come on, you know? So. Who do I have in my corner? This is actually a funny question to me, and you'll see why it's funny in a second. The first person that comes to mind is my mom. We have our differences. We have our issues. I think currently I don't have a lot of issues with my mom. I think currently what I am dealing with a lot is healing from a lot of the stuff that I burden myself with from the early points of my life, and they have a lot to do with my mom. Is she the same person she was? No, she's a much better person than, you know, when I was growing up. And, you know, I'm a different person too. I think, so it's a lot of stuff that I just need to let go. It's happened, You can't move past it. You just need to let it go. Something's got to give. Obviously, I have my sister. I have my cousins. I have Arieli, one of my bestest friends, if not my bestest friend. You know, I have my dog. I have my cat. I have Kenya. You know, Kenya's always been there for me, even when she physically wasn't, even when I didn't want her to be. So, you know, when it comes to other people, there's other people. Maybe I have them. Maybe I don't. I don't know. This question is funny to me because this morning I was talking to my mom and I was telling her how one of my friendships, you know, that moment in a friendship when you can just tell that it's coming to a close. You can tell that the season's ending and you're like, I can drag this on longer by inviting them out, by sitting them down to have a talk, or I can just let it die. If I don't do anything, I know it'll die. That's where that friendship is at. If I don't do anything, I know it'll die. So I think I'm going to let it die. I am. Because I don't think this friend likes me. I don't think they like me. I really don't. And I'm not even being annoying about that. Like, I don't think this girl likes me. And it really confuses me. It boggles my mind. I think she's around because I'm intriguing to her. And like, my life is entertaining to her. And, you know, that's fine. Because I do a lot of things for the plot. But it's like, if at the basic level, you don't like me, why are you here? Like, do us both the favor of you not being here. Like, a lot of our conversations, like, I just feel like she's constantly judging me. And I think one of the big points, one of the reasons why is because, you know, some people don't date, and that's fine. Some people decide to put their friends first in all of their relationships, and that's totally fine, and I love that. But don't shame other people for dating, especially when I put my relationship, my friendships first when I'm still dating. You will never catch me leaving my homegirl for like leaving my homegirl for a man. No, like I would understand if I was picking my men over my girlfriends. But I think with her, it is simply an issue that I'm dating at all. And I was telling my mom about this morning. And my mom was like, ain't she a lesbian? And I'm like, yes, Milan, she a lesbian. But, you know, being a lesbian is not, that's not, you know, that's not the answer. I'm like, and if she wanted me, you'd just say something, you know? But I did kind of, I don't know. It's like whenever I'm talking to her about certain things, like I'll talk about like the guys I'm seeing or whatever. And I'm not insufferable. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Well, if you ever hit her up and all you want to talk is about guys, okay, I talk about other things too. Okay. Like, it's just, why can't I tell my friend about the guy that I'm fucking or seeing or whatever, even if I don't like him or like, or something just happened. Like, if something happened and I want to tell you about it, what is wrong with that? I understand if my whole, you know, personality and my whole, every conversation is revolving around a guy. It's not. It's really not. It's not. There are guys that I don't mention because they're not important. I think the last guy I mentioned to any of my friends for like the last couple months was the French guy. That was it. That was it. And there were other guys before him. Did it matter? No, not enough to tell them. So it's not like I'm constantly humble bragging or talking about, oh, I'm seeing this guy, I'm seeing this guy, I'm seeing this guy. Okay, I might tell you I'm seeing this guy, but then I tell you about something else. And then I tell you about my cat. And then I tell you about, you know, I talk about like some grand thing. Like, it's not enough of a conversation to be annoyed by it. Because there's other things that she talks about just as much. But anyways, I just don't think she likes me. And I'm just like, she doesn't realize that her face gives her away a lot. And I'm like, you're so annoyed by me. We need to stop talking. I don't think this is healthy. But yeah, so I'm letting it die. I'm letting it whittle. You know, I think everything has a season. Everything has a time when it ends. And I think this one, girl, I'm gonna be real with you. I think this one is far past her expiration date. I will say that. I think it's far past the expiration date because I've been saying this for about 6 months now. I started seeing the signs maybe like 8 months ago. And I remember telling my mom about it and her being like, oh no, why? Like, why do you feel like that? And me being like, I can't put my finger on it. But when I do, I'll get back to you on that. All of that to answer is, who do I have in my corner? I have a lot of people in my corner. I have a lot of people that support me. I have all of my therapists. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being on the therapy couch. Very comfy, one feet a day, just really getting it all out. Thank you. Thank you for being my therapist. I love you so much. Okay, so last question. What is my intuition telling me? My intuition is telling me that everything's going to be fine. It is. It doesn't feel like it right now. It doesn't look like it. But, you know, we have to walk by faith and not by sight. Even though I got two eyeballs and no angel wings. Okay? So that's that, you know. That's what my intuition is telling me. My intuition is telling me everything's going to be fine. I don't know how, I don't know when, but it's going to be fine. I think in, I almost said 30 years. Oh, do I want to think to when I'm 60? I think in 15 years, when I look back at my life, I'm going to be like, damn, Divine, that was so silly of you. I think in 30 years, oh, stop saying 30. I think in 15 years, okay, in 15 years, I'm going to be married to a 6'5". A 6'5". Okay, it's either like two choices. Either a dirty blonde, 6'5", dirty blonde, or a dark chocolate with like some curly hair. Yeah. Okay. Both 6'5", though. That's non-negosh. Non-negosh. 6'5". 6'5". Non-negosh. 6'5", non-negosh. 6'5", non-negosh. Okay? 6'5", non-negosh. Lots of money gives me a brooch. Thank you. 6'5", non-negosh. Need me a step stool to approach. I'm so annoying. 6'5", non-negosh. Need me a step stool to approach. Okay, anyways. And we're going to have three kids. I only want three kids. Only. LOL Divine. I want three kids and a nanny. Okay? I want three kids. I want two girls and one boy. Hopefully a little gay boy. I'm going to name my son Pierre. That's so Haitian of me, by the way. Like, disgustingly Haitian of me to name my one son Pierre. God, my ancestors are clapping in their graves right now. My daughter Persephone, I know they're rolling in their graves at that one because they're like, don't voodoo, woogah. You know how they are. Persephone and either Penelope, Petunia, or there's another P name that I really, really like that I cannot remember at this moment. But all P names, my son name finna be Pierre. Okay? Pierre. Okay? So I want those three kids, maybe a couple cats. I want a farm with barnyard animals. And I'm going to be rich and or comfortable at least. I'm going to have a career outside of my creativity that fulfills me. And I'm going to love my husband down. My husband going to love me down. My husband's going to love me the boots down house. Huh? My husband's going to love me the house down boots. Okay? And I'm just going to feel extremely fulfilled. I want to get to the point of my life where I don't feel like anything is missing. Where there is not a dull ache in my chest. You know? That's what I want. And that's what I'm excited for. So I don't even remember what the question was at this point. Oh, but yeah, my intuition is telling me that everything is going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. So, yeah. So thank you for watching. That was today's episode. The questions will be online if you want to answer them as well. Thank you. Bye.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.